Welcome to the Home Cringe Show. This is your host, Katie Shahan, and we are here to talk with Katie Wessling from For the Dogs, a dog walking and daycare and boarding services company.
Yep.
So before we do that, we just want to remind our listeners that you can submit your home cringe moments on our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and we read your home cringe moments here on the show. So send us some information and you could have your story read on our podcast and our radio show. So today's home cringe moment has to do with puppies and
their bodily functions.
Yes. It comes from Rena out of Plymouth, Minnesota. And she had a lot of guests come over and had a newer puppy, and the puppy nipped at a few guests and she was like super embarrassed and didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so those are I have no response to how to do that other than maybe some counseling for the puppy with a one of our great resources like Katie.
Yeah.
But there are dogs that do better with slower introductions. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when people come over to your house, that's something to take into account. So next time you have that holiday party, just know who's coming and if they've met your puppy before. Usually cats don't have the same issue, but I could be wrong.
I've had cats attack me before, so... I'm also not a cat person, so.
I was going to say the same thing. I don't know how to deal with it.
Come here, kitty, kitty. And they're like, oh my God, get away, lady. I'm like, are we going to play fetch or what?
I love it. All right. So as you guys know, this is Katie for the Dogs. You can find her at for-the-dogs.com. And Katie, where are you out of? You're out of the Eagan area?
No. So we're... South and Southwest Minneapolis for the most part.
Okay.
We are working on expanding a little further. The reason our area is so small is right now my husband and I do most of the work. And so down the road, we'll expand our market a little bit more. But because we do so many of the pickups and drop-offs and have to get to about upwards of 24 accounts a day, we kind of have to keep it in a smaller area. So yeah. We have a lot of 50th and France, Linden Hills, Lake Harriet, close to the creek a little bit over. But we kind of have to keep our area small. But otherwise, we have a few clients over in St. Paul. I still have one of my OG dog walkers from forever ago. And that's where I originally had started out. So we still have quite a few over there. And Pat covers that area. And she's the best. She's been around with me. I've known her for like 16 years. Oh. She was a client. And then I'm like, do you want to do dog walking? She's like, sure, that sounds good. So.
Even now better.
Now she's a staff member.
Perfect. Well, so our listeners get to know you a little bit better. We're going to play our little fast pitch game where I ask you.
I know how.
Yeah. Yeah. I ask you as many questions as I can in roughly a minute and we get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So how long have you been taking care of our furry friends?
20 years. Oh. More than 20 years. I started in 2003.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I was supposed to be temporary because I have my degree is social work and alcohol and drug studies. And I was doing drug counseling and I sucked at it. And I was like, you guys, just don't do those drugs. Okay. And so then I was like, maybe I shouldn't do this anymore. So then I started doing this on the side and I was like, this is pretty great. I'm just going to do this. And that was 21 years ago now.
The key to entrepreneurship is finding that need and filling that hole.
Your degree is in. I guess.
Yeah. What's your favorite dog activity?
Running off leash, free and wild.
What's and the most
water, hopefully included, and yes. A lot of mess. I like it.
What's the most common breed you interact with?
We have a ton of golden retrievers. I don't know. We're like. At this point, golden retriever specialists. We have so many golden retrievers that we take care of.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Do you own any animals?
We lost our dog in October of 2022. And we keep talking about getting a dog, but our clients' dogs are like our dogs. And so I tell the kids, I'm like, we have 50 dogs. Do we need one? They're like, no. None of my good.
So. What's the most unique pet name you have ever come across?
Oh, that's a good one. I think probably Queso is like food names are good. And then our dog's name we thought was very original, Seven. And then we picked up a client named Seven. And then I'm like, I guess it's not. So Queso wins.
Oh, and if you could make up
cheese, so everyone loves Queso.
If you could make up a dog breed, what would it be?
A mutt. Because then you can like, not only is mutts live longer and they're typically have more genetic diversity, you can also make up whatever their breed is just to make it up. Oh, this so is a potato hound from Ireland. They're very unique.
There's only one I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Well, this one's a rat dog, so they really specifically like squirrels or whatever.
You know, I do have a puppy, and when I say puppy, he's like 3 or 4 now, but he does not like squirrels. Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie, squirrels, you know, don't have a ton of.
Like he has a vendetta.
He does.
He sees him like, you're lucky I've got this leash between you and me, kind of a thing.
Yeah, and they're like, well, I'm in the tree, so I'm gonna laugh at you while like, you try. Oh.
One day, squirrel, I got a feeling your whole family's going down. squirrel, like, squirrel rules, and you're like, no.
Yeah, I'm like, they don't have any natural predators in Eden Prairie, so what am I supposed to do with how to control the squirrel population?
Give your dog more credit. He's one of their natural predators. Just let him. Give him a chance. Be eating squirrel for the week.
Yes. Have you ever experienced or has your customers ever experienced a home cringe moment?
A lot of them. I don't know. I have. For us, because we board in our home, it's a lot of bodily function. I don't know how gross you want me to get.
It's the radio.
You just imagine it. Like one of my favorite dogs ever is a big Great Dane. I won't name his name, but he had Giardia. He was staying the night and we didn't know he had Giardia. Or no, it wasn't Giardia. That has happened. But this time he had to go on some pain medications for a hip issue. Oh. And it irritated his tummy. And the poor guy, we woke up to was like a murder scene of diarrhea in our entire living room. It was on the cabinets, it was on the walls, it was on the floor. It was in everything. I smelled it for months, even though it wasn't there. I mean, it's a lot of home cringes, a lot of bodily functions. There's a lot of drool in the dog bowl water, and there's a lot of drool splattered on the walls and nose smudge it. It's messy, right?
Yes.
Or they chew up. I have a client whose dog, when he gets mad that she's left him alone too long or that he doesn't get to come to daycare, mostly if he doesn't get to come that day, he'll chew the baseboard up and chew up her rugs and gets really, but not just like rugs or shoes, but like the actual house he'll start to chew on.
Wow. So I have heard that if our dogs don't get enough exercise, they can be super destructive.
Oh, and he gets plenty. We'll take him to the park for an hour and a half and he's with us all day. He's just complaining he doesn't get to be with somebody. So he gets hit separation anxiety no matter how much exercise he gets.
Oh, okay. So that one's
more sense. She's got this like gorgeous. She's an architect and her house is incredible. It's like, and he's like, don't care. I'm going to chew up the baseboard anyway. We're like, dude. Anyway, so yeah.
So separation anxiety. Any tips would you have
for hands tipped over? Tips. Exercise is the most important thing you can do. Like getting your dog tired. If they're really smart, which this dog is really smart, you need some sort of mental stimulation. So a lot of times I will suggest canine nose work, which is pretty easy to look it up on YouTube. It's kind of similar to what a drug sniffing dog, it's not exactly, but kind of, right? So they have like a smell that you're not used to that you don't use a lot. Like anise is the spice that they typically will use. And so they put that in some sort of container. And then you teach your dog eventually to sit or look at you or whatever when they smell that smell in the container. You know, I'll explain further. So you'll have like 10 milk jugs and 9 of them have nothing in it. The 10th one has the anise in it. And then they sniff around. As soon as they smell the one, they sit down and then you give them a treat. So then that gets them. I mean, it's more complicated than that, but a simple. So sometimes even a half an hour of canine nose work is good. Some enrichment activities.
So that helps with the anxiety?
It can. It also can be. COVID dogs are a whole nother breed because a lot of them are like, remember that one time you worked from home for like a year?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure the CDC recommends you stay home the whole time and don't ever go back into the office. And they're like, what is this BS? Why are you not home 24 hours a day and making me sourdough bread and we're not cuddling on the couch while you're doing your work? And so then it's a totally different level of separation anxiety than I've ever seen. But
that, I have
that's a dog I'm speaking to is a COVID dog.
Yeah. So I have a COVID dog. Yeah. And I was a foster parent for dogs.
Did you fail?
And, huh?
Did you fail the foster?
Yeah, I failed. Well, he actually got adopted, but the person returned him because he had never had a dog before and didn't know
what he was doing.
Yeah. And when COVID lifted, he was like, I don't know what to do now that I have to leave him home alone. And and I was too embarrassed to actually like, don't tell my foster agency, to return the dog to the agency. So I just kept him. It's like, well, you're mine now.
That's so too late. I mean, now it's been 3 years, you said, right?
Yeah. So no. Yeah. I'd just say he was gifted to me.
Yeah, but it was meant to be. Sometimes we don't get to decide. Sometimes I'm like, well, I guess this is what we're doing, which has been every one of our dogs that my husband and I've had. We're like, well, I guess you're mine now. So.
Yeah, exactly. This works,
I guess. This is what we're doing.
Oh. So we only have a couple more minutes here, and then we're going to break for commercial. So we're talking with Katie for the dogs at forthedogs.com. Do you have a phone number, or how can our customers reach you the best?
612-868-5932 or 4-the-dogs.com. And F-O-R, not the number 4.
Please. Good clarification.
Yeah.
I love it.
They'll be like, okay, F-O-U-R. And I'm like, I swear to God, no, F-O-R. F-O-R. F-O-R-thedogs.com.
Yeah. So we will be coming back after these commercials, and we will be talking more about dogs, some behavior suggestions, modification, not like how to behave around your dog, but how to help modify some behavior tips. And then if you are looking into having your dog do daycare or boarding or anything like that, kind of what shots and typical paperwork you need to have on hand. So stay tuned for the Home Cringe Show here, and we'll talk to you guys after these messages. When it comes to the ever-important task of home maintenance, the struggle to keep everything organized is real. Are you grappling with a jumble of receipts and invoices in that messy drawer of yours? Or perhaps they're scattered through old emails and making it all too easy to lose track. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. This is Katie Shahan, and I've developed the perfect solution, the Yarlo app. Picture this, an app that sweeps away the chaos and brings order to your home management woes. Yarlo is your free ticket to seamless organization of all things related to home maintenance, improvements, and even those ambitious remodeling projects. With just a few taps, you can effortlessly input receipts and warranty details, ensuring that every piece of vital information is right at your fingertips. I invite you to step into the future of home management. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's Yarlow.
North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up. Roofing, storm damage, and siding. Call the pros at North Face. A hands-on approach. Advice and consulting. Our attention to detail makes the difference. Visit online at NorthFaceConstruction.com. North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up.
If you're an empty nester or looking to downsize, find your solution at HomeApt Realty. We're the downsizing specialists who make your transitions seamless. From discovering the perfect space to selling your current home, we're here for you. Plus, we know how first impressions count. HomeApt can help you update your home before selling, ensuring you get the best value. Don't pay anything until closing. HomeApt Realty, that's HomeApt.com
or call 612-655-2324 to get started today.
Hi, this is Katie Shahan with the Yarlow Home Cringe Show, and I'm here with Rich Kerner, owner of Watts Electric. Rich, tell us a little bit about Watts.
We are a family-owned electrical contractor here in Minnesota, and we can help you with any of your electrical needs. From simple to large, we can do it all.
So how do I get in contact with you?
Send us a text at 763-607-6680. That's best because we might have our hands full, but give us a call too.
Or I can reach you at wattselectricmn.com.
At Cura Home, we visit our clients' homes once a quarter, taking care of everything you're supposed to be doing as a perfect homeowner, but we all know we neglect. From cleaning your dryer vent, AC unit, refrigerator coil, to providing all your filters, we can take care of your home with our quarterly visits. Additionally, we offer one-time services like air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and AC unit cleaning. Visit our website at curahome.com. That's K-U-R-A-H-O-M-E.com. Or give us a call, 612-503-4050.
Prepare to revolutionize your home management game with a touch of cutting-edge technology. Do you own a home and love exploring the latest technology? Hi, I'm Katie Shahan, creator of the Yarlow app. Yarlow is a free app that lets you keep track of all your home maintenance improvements and remodeling documents. Add your receipts and warranty information so all your data is at your fingertips. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlow app or visit yarlow.com today. That's Y-A-R-L-O-W.
All right, let's get back to the Home Cringe Show here. And we've got Katie with For the Dogs, and that's for-the-dogs.com. And Katie specializes in dog walking, dog sitting, daycare, dog parks, lots of dogs. If you have a dog, Katie knows how to do it. Right, Katie?
Usually. I want to humble myself. I know I've got a lot of tens of thousands of hours of experience, but you're always learning. It's always something new.
So we want to know, I've always tried to get into like the dog daycare, trying to take my dog there when I have long days at work. Mm-hmm. But this is silly, but I've always been hampered by the documentation required.
Yeah.
So what kind of documentation or shots specifically does your service need to bring on new clients?
There's no like regulation that we have to adhere to, even though I've asked the city of Minneapolis and animal control several times. They're like, I don't know, that's weird. There isn't anything. And I'm like, okay. but what we create our own standard. And so we really like any puppies, they have to have parvo before they come in because that can be really deadly. Bordetella, rabies, but if we require you to have a city license, I'm getting an office manager to make sure we're up to date with all that, by the way. It's really important to have parvo. Parvo is our big one just for puppies. And if we're going to be doing dog park runs, I really like everybody to have leptospirosis just because the dogs can get pretty sick from, I think it's wild animal urine. So that one's
and
good to have.
And dog count as wild animal? Because my dog likes to sniff.
There's a lot of pee action. I think it's mostly in wild animals. So if your dog's going to be out in nature, it's good to have that one. We really like Bordetella. We really want them to have flea and tick and their heartworm just because we don't want fleas to infest everybody in our house because we do everything out of our house. So those are all really important. And then anything else your vet might think is important, we really want to make sure everybody has that.
Basically whatever, because most of those stuff, except for Bordetella, is already usually included in your annual pet visits.
Yeah. Bordetella is usually a really good idea. Yeah.
So it's usually just whatever your current pet records are. If you are hopefully taking them about once a year for their annual checkups and then asking for an additional Bordetella shot. Does that sound right?
Yeah. Yep. And then their flea and tick and their heartworm. Just it keeps them safer. And then it keeps that communicable disease down. Even though I know we had mentioned the flu that's been going around with some of the
unknown respiratory illness.
Yeah, the pneumonia and that sort of a thing. It's so tough.
So to be clear on that,
yeah,
I was just doing research.
Sure.
There are no known cases of this unknown respiratory illness in Minnesota. So that's really good.
Yes.
But it is in Florida. It is in just in North Dakota. So it is some of our snowbirds might
stay
in areas where it is. And hopefully it stays in the Dakotas and doesn't come over. But
yep. Well, I know recently that flu had gone around and that can really.
Flu for dogs?
There was a dog flu several months ago too. Yeah. The thing is there's always been stuff going around. But I think the difference now is that everybody's just more aware after COVID. Like everybody's just hypervigilant now after COVID. So it's important. Am I close enough to the mic? Sorry. Yes. I just realized I was away from it. So, I mean, it's important. We take it very seriously. And, you know, as with anything in life, it's a risk. You know, you still send your kid to school if the flu is going around. You know, if they're sick, you keep them home. And so it's easier for us to have control over that just because our group is really small. And so we can notice, we know our dogs so well that we can tell any little thing that's happening to where we're like, oop, yep, let's keep that one home. Or there's a little bit of a sniffle there. Let's keep them home or whatever. You know, we just keep a closer eye on it. But again, as with anything, you can either like put yourself in a bubble and not do anything, or you can go out there and live your life. So we just do whatever we can.
And let your dog live life.
Yeah. We just do what we can to mitigate it. So like if we're doing a dog park run, we take our own water and our own water bowl and, you know, try to avoid the other water bowls and try to keep our group to our group and be very exclusive. Sorry, we're not playing with your dogs today. There's a flu going around. Have you passed do you have a VIP pass? So... if the other people don't have a VIP pass, then we don't let them come. So,
I love it.
Yeah. But we just do that. And then we just ask, you know, if there is an outbreak of any kind, limit your dog's exposure to other animals or whatever, if you can. And then just keep us posted how they're doing. So.
Perfect. So you mentioned talking with the city about possible requirements to keep our dogs healthy.
Yes.
Because it's not just about... inconveniencing us as dog owners. It's safety and concern for our furry friends.
Yep. One of the zoological diseases too. That's important. Sorry to interrupt you.
You're fine.
Okay. The only big one obviously is rabies, because that's the deadly one that we can all contract as people too. So that.
Yes. I had a foster puppy one time that got ringworm. Totally got a little bit of ringworm.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah,
and it spread to all the other animals in the house. So even things that he got ringworm by, I think he was playing in the
dirt.
What do you call them? Hostas.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
And he was playing hide and seek in the hostas with his siblings, and they all came back with ringworm, which was fun.
That's gross.
So
you can get hookworm in the dirt too. So
he actually ended up getting a botfly.
Oh, shut the front door.
Yeah.
Those are so gross.
He had a ringworm and a bot fly.
Seriously? I've never seen the bot fly in real life.
That was gross. I'll send you a picture.
Do it. I'm so obsessed. I'm like, it's so gross. But you have to watch the video when you see just like when they do the Dr. Pimple Popper, you have to watch it.
Yeah. Well, the crummy part, and he was a foster puppy, and they called him the tote 17 puppies, because someone had dropped off like a storage tote full of 17 puppies in a park in Kansas City, and they were just like the cutest puppies ever. So I had two of them, and they unfortunately contracted some skin. They had ringworm and then a bot fly, for those of you who don't know. Again, it's just from playing in the yard. Like, I didn't take him to a dog park or anything. We just hung out in my backyard.
Get him and, from rabbits.
Oh, from rabbits?
Mm-hmm. Rabbits have them. It's gross.
So it's just like a fly had tried to lay eggs in his back. And so anyway, we don't want to get too detailed on our show. But the poor guy, luckily, took him to the vet, and they just took some tweezers and pulled out the little larva and called it golden. Ugh. So I was like, hey, you know, that was probably like $20.
That's so gross.
But anyway, so back to our four-legged friends.
Oh, yeah. Not pot flies.
That are healthy.
No more parasites.
Yes. So when I go on vacation or even looking for dogging daycare and pet or, you know, pet park and dog walking services, there are apps like Rover, and you can, you know, find a friendly neighbor, maybe, to watch your kid, your four-legged kids. But it's also nice to have someone who is insured. And so tell us a little bit more about that, too.
Well, and that's just to reiterate, there are some awesome people on Rover. Like one of my really good friends, that's how she started out, and she still picks up gigs that way, and she's fantastic. So you just have to do your due diligence if you're using one of those apps. But a lot of times it's just Russian roulette. You just don't know what you're going to get. So you get a company like ours, or there's a network of people that I work with that I really like. We all kind of have a standard to adhere to. So the difference is when we say every customer matters, we actually mean it. And it's our livelihood. And so we're not messing around, right? Like we do everything we need to do. So I have, you know, I've got my liability insurance, my bonding insurance, my workman's comp insurance. We've got our van, our work vans with their, you know, with their commercial insurance on it. So you've got, if any of my dog walkers are using our van, the commercial insurance covers them if there's an accident or something, right? So, and then we, a lot of us will do pet first aid certification. A lot of us will do continuing education. And then nothing beats experience. So a lot, I mean, a lot of us, and that means asking other people, right? Like in our network, if somebody's like, God, what would you guys do in this situation? Somebody can chime in and say, oh, this is what I would do, or this is what's happened to me, or this is how I would handle this. So there's a lot to be said for reliability and experience. You know, you might get somebody who might be great, but they might not know what to do if your dog eats an entire sock or a shoelace or finds a bowl of raisins or is like, oh, look at this xylitol and this gum. That looks delicious. You know, so you, how do you prevent that? How do you know what behaviors to look out for? So, you know, what's, how do you get a dog ready to do all those things? So,
and some of us have more difficult puppies.
Yeah.
So definitely making sure that those are housed. I know with fostering, I ran into a lot of dogs that had anxiety issues and they had been on some CBD treats and different like thunder vests to help with their anxiety. But at the end of the day, would I trust my 14-year-old neighbor to keep track of that dog and not come home to a mess? Like, no. Like, definitely need someone a little bit more experienced for, what was his name? Casanova. We call him Nova.
It was a
So anyway, good. Always good to keep those in mind.
Yeah.
But as we wrap up our show, any last advice for our listeners that have furry friends?
Yeah. Now it's so much pressure. You just asked me. The one big thing I did want to point out is the dog park situation, right? So a lot of people will take your dog to the park to socialize them, but it's the exact opposite. You want to make sure they're old enough to be there, they have the shots they need, that they're already very confident, social, and they've got good recall training. And so we use that tool quite a bit, the off-leash dog park piece. And so you have to really prepare them to be able to do that, because it can be a great tool or it can be a disaster. And even when you think you know what you're doing, dogs are still dogs and they're still going to dog. So like this morning, Roy was a little butthead to somebody at the park. So I was like, Roy, all right. Roy. So anyway. No.
Our favorite four-legged friends.
Oh, my buddy. He's so little naughty butt.
Well, thanks again, Katie, for being on our show. And if you guys are looking for any daycare or dog sitting or even dog park services, check out 4-the-dogs.com and give Katie a call.